just as long-lasting, her enduring career. Called Unstoppable by Rolling Stone in the 80s, the entertainer has continued to reinvent herself. Since making her debut in 1959, Parton has recorded more than 45 studio albums, appeared in a dozen films, formed her own production company, and even opened a wildly successful theme park, Dollywood. Next year, Netflix will release an 8-part anthology series she executive produced based on her songs. "Sleep's no big deal to me. I just do that because it's necessary," says Parton. "The older you get, the less you need. I don't want to miss anything." She's not exaggerating. Every day, Parton wakes up at 3 a.m. "I get more work done by 7 in the morning than most people get done all day because it's quiet time," she says. It's also when she finds her peace. "I spend a lot of time in the mornings with my meditation and prayers and talking to God. After that, I'll have my coffee." While she's careful about her diet, she still indulges in her favorite southern dishes. "I can't eat as much of it as I'd like to or as I used to, but I still have to have chicken and dumplings, pork roast, fried corn, and fried okra," she says. She also loves cooking, a bittersweet pastime that reminds her of her mama, Avi, who died in 2003 and was the rock of her family. "Mama's gone now, but she's not gone in our memory and in our cooking." She also is remembered in song. "When I sing Coat of Many Colors, that's very personal to me," says Parton. "I'm always singing that to Mama. After she passed, it was really hard for me to perform that song. I would often cry." Parton never became a mom herself, but with a host of nieces, goddaughter Miley Cyrus, and her millions of fans, "Everyone thinks I'm their aunt," she says with a laugh. "Now that I'm older, I realize I didn't have kids of my own, so everybody's kids could be mine. I try to write songs that touch people's lives because everybody touches mine." As long as the world will have her, Parton has no plans to slow down. "I never think about retiring. I just hope I fall dead in the middle of a song, hopefully one I wrote, right on stage," she jokes, slipping back into her lovable, quotable self. "I figure I'll sleep when I'm dead, and at this rate, I will be soon." Parton's life is richer than she has ever thought possible, and it's not something she takes for granted. "When I was younger, I used to wonder what my life would be like, because I always wanted to do something to touch people," she says. "I'm grateful that I've seen my dreams come true."